Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Chagiga, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. In this Mishnah, we are going to discuss B'ez Hashem six groups of people. The first class will be referred to as Amehu Aratzim. Normally, when we say the word Amaratz, we mean he doesn't know how to learn, he doesn't know how to daven, maybe he's not even Shomer Shabbos. No, not in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, the word Amaratz means he may be a fine person. He's Shomer Shabbos, he sings Zmirais, he puts on tefillin, he does everything a Yid is supposed to do. What he does not have is, he has no standard when it comes to Tahara. He'll eat his bread even if it's Tameh, he'll eat it even if he is Tameh, and he doesn't have to, as long as it's Chulin. There's no halachic requirement, it should be eaten with Tahara, so therefore, he just eats things as they come and go, as long as it's kosher. He has a next-door neighbor. The next-door neighbor is included in a group of people called Pirushim. These are people that eat their chulin b'tahara. Although stamath reading a piece of challah, they're serving whatever food for supper, it doesn't have to be tahar, they don't have to be tahar. But they were makabel this upon themselves, even chulin, even food that has no kedusha on it, they are going to eat that food b'tahara. Then you have people that are eating maaser sheni that's brought to Yerushalayim, it has kedusha, there are halachais. Then you have kaihanim that are eating truma, maybe even a higher standard of tahara. Then you have kaihanim that are eating meat from karbanis, they're eating kaidesh. And the highest level is you have people that are being oisik bechatas. Chatas in our Mishnah refers to the para adum. These people have to maintain a very, very high level of tahara. And what our Mishnah is going to teach us is, although a person says, listen, I'm tahar, I'm makbet to eat my chulin when I'm tahar, it doesn't work for a higher level. And the same is true at each level. Let's explain. Zak the Mishnah, big day, am ha'aretz. These are the people that are shomrei mitzvahs, but they're not careful with certain things like keeping things b'tahara. So their clothes would be considered midras, tumas midras l'perushin. For people on the next level, that eat their chulin b'tahara. Now, timas mudras is a very severe tuma. It means what a zav or a nida would sit on, ride on, or step on. This is an av hatuma. It's metama adam v'kelim. Even though the Amaret says, oh, I don't know if my shirt became tameh, but we consider it as if it is tumas mudras for someone that is a member of the Perushin and he wants to eat his chulin b'tahara. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, now, in our Mishnah, the Girsa is Big Day Perushin, that the beget of the Perushin people is considered Midras Li'oichle Truma. But really, the Gemara says something is missing over here. There should be two more steps. Big Day Perushin, the begadim of the Perushin, is considered Tumas Midras Li'oichle Meiser. I am a member of the Perushin. My next door neighbor is eating Meiser Sheni. My clothes is considered an Avhatuma for him, even though I'm consciously trying to keep things tahar. And Big Day Oichle Meiser would be considered Midras, a tuma at the level of Av HaTumah, Li Oichle Truma, for those who eat Truma. And over here we pick up with the text of our Mishnah. Big Day Oichle Truma, the Begadim of Kehanim who eat Truma, they maintain a very high level of Tahara. But still, their clothes is considered Tumas Midras. It's considered an Av HaTumah LaKodesh for Kehanim that are eating meat from Karbanis. And Big Day Kodesh, the begadim of these Kehanim that are guarding themselves b'tahara in order to eat Katshe Migdash. But their clothes is considered Tumas Midras Lechatas when it comes to those that are Isaac with the Para Aduma, which is referred to as a Chatas. And don't think, says the Mishnah, that we had any exceptions over here, that we treated some people differently. This was a rule that was always maintained. For example, says the Mishnah, Yosef ben Yehezer, hayachasid shebekohuna. He was considered the chasid shebekohuna. He was so careful with the halachis of kohuna. He wasn't just a kain, he was also a nasi. If you want to look back to Mishnah Beis. And he ate truma b'tahara. He made sure to be tahar. He was a chasid. He went the extra mile. He was so careful when it came to Truma, but despite that, The beged that he would use to dry his hands with, the towel, would be considered tamei, not just tamei, but tamei midras and avatum alakaidesh for people that were eating hegdash. If somebody wanted to eat hegdash and he touched Yosi ben Yehiezer's towel, he had to be metayer himself as if he touched an avatum. And another example of this is that Yochanan ben Gudgida, hayoichel, he would eat his chulin al taharas hakaidesh kol yomav. Well, let's explain what this means. It's not just that he sat down to his sandwich for lunch. I don't know if he ate a sandwich, but whatever he ate, and said, I want to make sure it's tar. He did even more than that. He said, I am going to treat whatever food I eat as if it is basar hegdash. Whatever high level of tahara is maintained in order to eat meat of karbanas, that's how he ate his chulin. He ate chulin al taharas hakaidesh, as if it were hegdash. And his towel would be considered tamei midras lechatas in regard to the para aduma. Wait a second. In regard to the para aduma, what about in regard to actually eating hegdish? Although he didn't mamish eat hegdish, but he did eat his chulin as if it was hegdish. So is it okay for hegdish? It's mashma that way from our Mishnah. We just said it's considered midras when it comes to chatas. Well, the answer is that Ein Hanami, our Mishnah holds that way. Our Mishnah holds that Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKadosh has the same level of Kadosh. And although he never actually ate Kadosh, but because he ate his Chulin as if it were Kadosh, his clothes would not be considered Tomei for those that eat Hegdash. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin that Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKadosh, explains about Tanura, is Lav KeKadosh Damu L'Chol Hadvar. And therefore, because he didn't actually eat Kadosh, even though he maintained a level of eating Kadosh for his chulin, we still say that that was very nice of him, but it doesn't work for Kadosh. It doesn't work for people who are actually eating Kadosh. So, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that there are Amiratzim that don't maintain any level of Tahara at all. There are people who eat their chulin, bedafka, in a matzav of Tahara. There are those who eat Maaser Sheni, you have to have even a higher level for. There are those that eat truma, kohanim that eat truma, they have to really maintain a whole situation of tahara. And even more than that are the kohanim that eat hegdish, basar from hegdish, and the highest level is those that are Isaac in the para aduma. And we learned that each level doesn't work for the next level. I could eat my chulin b'tahara, but in regard to someone that's eating my sersheni, my clothes is considered tumas midras. And the Maaser Sheni person, his clothes, is considered an avatumah for those eating truma. And the clothes of the Oichlei truma is considered midras for those eating hegdish, and the clothes of the Oichlei hegdish is considered an avatumah for those that are Isaac in the para aduma. And there were no exceptions. No one had any tainas. Even Yosi ben Yehiezer, that was the chassid shebekohuna, and he was so careful with his truma, his towel was considered tumas midras for those eating hegdish. And Yochanan ben Gudgada, who always ate his chulin al taras hakodesh, he had to maintain the same level of tahara. That's what he accepted upon himself, for eating his regular supper the way a kohen eats karbanos. And despite that, we said, our Mishnah said, that his towel would be considered midras for those Isaac in para aduma, but the halachis, as the Batanura told us, would even be considered an avatum for those eating hegdish. Although he maintained the level of eating hegdish, but lemaisa, he didn't actually eat hegdish. He just ate his chulin on the level of eating hegdish.